We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM. We are Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. Our top local story, cars are streaming into school parking lots across L.A. today to pick up at-home COVID test kits. The L.A. School District handing out thousands of them so everyone can be tested, students and employees alike, before school reopens on Tuesday. Our John Baird live at Johnny Cochran Middle School with more.
Well, the district just got thousands of these test kits, these rapid test kits yesterday from the state of California. And so they're handing them out to parents and grandparents, people who want to take them home and test their kids. They get two per LAUSD student. For instance, one family came in with three kids. They got six test kits. And the whole idea behind this is to make sure that everyone is tested before they go back to school on Tuesday. They have to provide proof of a negative test in order to go back to school on Tuesday. Now, we understand the positivity rate right now for COVID testing is about 21% here in Los Angeles County, but the school district says that it's been testing all week and their positivity rate is only about 13%. I talked to the interim superintendent, who tells me she does not think that there's any reason to believe that they would have to delay the opening of school, that they plan to do so on Tuesday. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
One parents group expressing a cautious optimism about the return to school next week.
Nothing is perfect right now, but Jenny Hans with the parent advocacy group Speak Up says at least LA Unified seems committed to getting students back on campus.
And there's no question we're going to have some disruptions in January, whether it's to staffing, but I think the hope is that we can keep schools open safely.
As COVID cases rise, staffing shortages have been an issue in workplaces nearly across the board, so it is likely that some teachers will be out. But Hans says the district is working on having fill-ins of some kind, and the quarantine time has been shortened.
There's no question we're facing ongoing academic disruption from this pandemic, and I think we have to just hope that it's very short-term, that this Omicron surge peaks quickly, but January is going to be difficult.
Difficult, but she says much better than a year ago. Vicki Moore, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The UC campuses in Irvine and San Diego will be sticking to online classes longer than originally planned because of the continuing COVID surge brought on by the Omicron variant. After initially announcing a two-week delay in starting in-person classes until January 18th, they're now pushing that back to at least January 31st. Both UC Santa Cruz and UC Davis are also pushing back in-person classes until the end of the month. Davis Chancellor Gary May explaining the decision.
It's going to be bumpy for a bit longer as Omicron impacts our community. Please be patient as we determine how best to offer the education that you are here for. We have to remain flexible for a bit longer.
At last word, UCLA was still targeting the 18th of this month for its return to classrooms, in-person classrooms. Many Cal State campuses are also delaying their in-person classes because of the virus situation. Retail experts say the current COVID surge will mean more price rises and empty store shelves at local grocery stores. Food distributors are already being hit by a high level of workers calling out sick because of the virus. Shoppers telling CBS Bakersfield grocery price inflation has already changed their behavior.
I go to warehouse stores for bulk items, things that we use a lot, like we use a lot of cheese, and that's gone up in price. So I will, you know, buy that at a warehouse.
We used to do a lot of our shopping at meat markets, and the prices have just got so outrageous that we don't buy as much meat.
Cal State Bakersfield economist Richard Gearhard says rising prices hit low-income families the hardest in places like L.A. and Kern counties.
We have a lot more workers who are hourly workers, and that inflation, especially grocery inflation, tends to eat away at wages.
Some markets are reporting trouble getting supplies from food manufacturers, especially processed food items like cereal and soup. Those manufacturers are being affected harshly by labor shortages. Former security guard at Memorial Hospital of Gardena now filing a lawsuit against her former employer. She claims intolerable working conditions after she says she was ordered to clean a malfunctioning freezer filled with dead, decomposing bodies.
If someone in the nursing department didn't want to touch the bodies, how am I supposed to feel safe touching those bodies?
The former security guard telling CBS 2 News she and her fellow guards were ordered to handle the decomposing bodies without proper training. She says fluids were leaking from the bodies, and she says none of her associates had adequate personal protective equipment, PPE as it's known. She says when she refused to touch the rotting bodies, her bosses took disciplinary action. Memorial Hospital of Gardena came under fire for the actions they took on that day by a witness who claimed the bodies were left outside in the rain during the cleanup and the transfer. The hospital admitted that they had stored bodies in a freezer for months, but denies the corpses were mishandled. The LA City Council has delayed its vote on installing a gate to temporarily close the historic Beechwood Stairs in the Hollywood Hills. Councilwoman Nithya Raman says the stairs require more than $100,000 worth of maintenance, and it's simply too dangerous for the public. So she has now introduced a motion to install the gate until the repairs are made. But she was unable to attend the meeting today after she has tested positive for COVID-19. The LA City Council says it will vote on the motion on Wednesday.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.